You've tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. And welcome back to another episode of Naturopathy Earth Radio and Occult Medical News. Hope you're doing well today. Before we start talking about the Juul and vaping, let's do some housekeeping. Of course, the website is Naturopathic Earth. Go visit that website to see all the wellness articles and recipes and downloadable PDFs. And there you can download my book, Confessions of an Obese Child. I wrote my memoirs down. It's a 100-page book. And by opting in and just giving us your email, you get a copy of my book. So if you want to know more about me and more about my experiences, go to the website and give us your email. And as I mentioned before, we don't sell that email to anybody or anything like that. It's just an email that's kept by the website. And then anytime I have a new episode, you get an email saying that there's a new episode. I am a certified paleo-inspired health coach. If you need some help losing weight, contact me through the website. Also, we do have a Patreon account to help fund the website. So if you can follow the links on this episode page, we'd appreciate it. And if you can donate even $2, $3 a month, that would be great as well. We are at graduation. It's the end of the school year. And today, or tomorrow, I should say, is the final day of school. And I do wax wistful at the end of the school year because I'm one of those people. And if you listen to the Confessions podcast series, you might already understand this, but I'm one of those people who needs routine. I like routine, and I like how school offers me routine. And I also love my students, and I love seeing them every day, and I love teaching, and I love my colleagues. And the summer, whereas some teachers, literally the first day of school, they have it on their board, you know, 185 days till the end of the year. I'm not like that. I get sad at the end of the year. I do get sad at the end of the year. And I mean, summer is a good time to do a lot of things, of course, and to spend more time with my kids. But as a whole, I miss school. I miss school. Speaking of school, let's talk about the Juul, because these kids are vaping it up everywhere all across America at school. Now, to be honest, I didn't hear about the Juul, and the Juul is spelled J-U-U-L, by the way. I didn't really hear about the Juul until this year. I, of course, have heard about e-cigs and vaping maybe 4, 5, 6 years now. But the Juul came on the market, I believe, a year and a half ago, and it is taking high schools by storm. By storm. I mean, the studies are showing 50% of high schoolers have vaped and have used the Juul. Particular brand of vaping. So it is extremely pervasive. And I would probably reckon to say that this is not a good thing. Okay, so today we're going to glean from an article from the New York Times called "He Started Vaping as a Teen and Now Says Habit is Impossible to Let Go." The debate over the health risk of Juul vaping and e-cigs is now spilling into the public square. In one of the most restrictive measures nationwide, San Francisco voters this week upheld by what looks to be a large majority, nearly 70%, a ban on the sale of flavored vaping products as well as conventional menthol cigarettes. Wow, banning cigarettes. Like, I'm not a big fan of San Fran and its uber-liberal policies, but on this one, I kind of agree with it. Even before that, federal agencies had launched a wave of crackdowns against retailers that sell e-cigs, including the popular Juul brand, to minors. Public health advocates and officials worry these sales could be an emerging disaster, reversing years of decline in smoking. E-cigarettes are tiny. They look like a pen or flash drive. When someone vapes, there's no fire, ash, or smoky odor. Instead, the devices heat up and vaporize a liquid or solid. And vaping appears to have taken off among young people. This is from 21-year-old Julian Lavendier.
Believe it. It's a habit for me, you know, all the time when I set down my schoolwork to do homework. I take a rip of the Juul. When I get in my car, I take a rip of the Juul.
Lavendier, now a student at Colorado State University, started vaping when he was a sophomore in high school, 15 years old. He said he'd go to parties where it was common to smoke an e-cig.
First, it was a lot, you know, chasing flavors and doing smoke tricks, and that was really what impressed me. I thought, this is cool. This looks like something fun.
Right, they always get you young, right? If you can withhold the peer pressure of smoking cigarettes or liquor or whoring it up, you know, when you can get through those peer pressure years of about 14 to 22, maybe 25, you can really get through life without having any of these addictions. That's why these Juuls are so insidious. He says students at his high school vaped in class without teachers knowing. He estimates a quarter of his classmates were habitual e-cig users. Lavendier started vaping regularly and later began smoking traditional cigarettes. Aha! Aha! When Juul arrived on the market, he took that up too and found it habit-forming. He liked it more than marijuana or alcohol. Well, that's saying a lot right there. That is saying a lot right there, right? To like vaping more than marijuana and alcohol? Yeah.
It's like it's impossible to let go once you start using, Lavendier says. I'll tell you, after even an hour or two, I'm chomping at the bit.
And why do you think that is, ladies and gentlemen? It's because the Juul has nicotine. It has nicotine. Stores aren't supposed to sell e-cigs to minors, but Lavendier says he's been buying them for years. It was never even carded once. In April, the FDA asked the firm behind Juul for documents to see if it's intentionally marketing to underage teens, which I'm sure it is. The company has online testimonials and has built an online community around their product. In one video, a woman in her 30s named Lauren says she constantly is encouraging people to use this and not smoke your cigarettes. Representatives from Juul Labs declined repeated requests for an interview. In a statement, the company said its product offers a true alternative to adult smokers, not anyone else, not minors. Aha. See, this is how they get around it, because like they can ostensibly say that vaping is really targeted toward habitual cigarette smokers. And we're going to talk about, you know, whether or not white cigarettes have more toxicants than vapes do. But that's how they sell it. But really, they want a new market, and the new market are the kids. And how do you know? They're wanting a new market of impressionable victims / clients / patrons. It's because of the flavors. The company offers a wide range of flavors, including cotton candy, caramel, cherry, cookies and milk, and creme brulee. Okay, well, if you're trying to get a 50-year-old off smoking cigarettes onto vapes, theoretically, he might like cookies and cream. But come on, cotton candy, caramel, this is all toward the kids. Quote, if it tastes good and a kid might get their hands on it, that's not our goal, says Jameson Rogers, the VP of Business Development for Anywhere Inc., a California-based maker of e-cigs and vaping. See, it says, if it tastes good and a kid might get their hands on it, that's not our goal. Yeah. Oh, but you'll take the nice ancillary benefit that comes from it. Also, I feel like some of the responsibility has to fall on some of the parents. Blame the parents, right? How about you marketing indirectly to teens? The head of Colorado's health department, Dr. Larry Wolk, finds it hard to believe industry claims that it isn't marketing to kids. Quote, I have to call BS on that, he says, because the flavors are cotton candy, fruity tooty, and they have cartoon characters on their labels, and you can mix flavors and strengths. It's really appealing to kids, whether or not they're intentionally marketing to kids or not. Close quote. Walk also points to research that suggests youth vaping leads to traditional smoking. Of course it does, because it's got nicotine. It's an entry-level drug. A January report from the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine makes that conclusion. Quote, among youth who use e-cigs at higher rates than adults do, there's substantial evidence that e-cigs use increases the risk of transitioning to smoking conventional cigarettes. Close quote. One of the benefits of e-cigs, according to the industry, is that the devices can help quit their use of tobacco products. Yeah. Quote, but if you're going to start to smoke or do e-cigs, then certainly take an e-cigarette because it's vastly less harmful, says Ray Story, the founder and CEO of the Tobacco Vapor Electronic Cigarette Association, which of course is a lobbyist group. And you know what lobbyists do? They whore themselves out. So this guy's a whore, a man whore. So he says that they're both addictive. They both contain nicotine, but it's certainly less harmful than conventional tobacco, but it's still harmful. It's still harmful. Dr. Deborah Lipson, a pediatric pulmonologist at Children's Hospital of Colorado, sees the evidence differently. E-cigs, she says, have become, quote, the new way to get kids addicted to nicotine, close quote. There's been scant e-cig research, she notes, including on Juul and the ingredients in the e-liquids used in the device. Quote, they specifically use nicotine salts. Data from the 2015 Healthy Kids Colorado survey found that nearly half of Colorado high schoolers reported they have vaped. Half. One in four said they had used an e-cig in the last month. And that number is just rising daily. That's three times the rate of traditional cigarettes and has raised concerns among public health officials. Quote, the Juul has definitely become a game changer, says Jen Bolkoa, a health education coordinator with Jefferson County Public Schools. The tiny pod of e-liquid in a Juul has the equivalent nicotine of approximately 20 cigarettes, an entire pack. Okay, so one pod of an e-Juul is 20 cigarettes. Most educators, parents, and students, quote, don't realize how much nicotine is in there or that there's even any nicotine. But that's what the research tells us. Balcoa works with students as part of the Breathe Easy team, a club of high schools backed by Jefferson County to educate students, parents, and administrators about the larger risk of tobacco use and Juuls. They've posted an educational video on Facebook telling viewers that Juuls and other e-products are disguised to look like pens and flash drives. But here's the thing, guys, and my students have told me this. I mean, there's so many videos on YouTube about Juul smoking. And you can find them, and most of them are Juul smoking tricks, like how to puff circles or how to do certain smoking tricks. And all those, of course, glorify Juul smoking. So you know how there's like nine-year-olds who watch other nine-year-olds play video games and comment it on YouTube, or they review toys, or they unwrap presents and stuff like that. There's 11-year-old kids who stumble upon this and they watch it and they're like, oh, that's cool. You know, their frontal lobe's not fully formed. Like, oh, I want to do that. That's cool. So again, there's so much on social media promoting this. There's so many. And so, I mean, these videos have 250,000 to 1 million hits and hundreds of comments. And so this is what this awareness group is fighting against. It's really everywhere and the students are getting hooked. Lavandier can attest to the power of e-cigarettes as a gateway to tobacco use. The college student says he is now hooked on both cigarettes and e-cigs. Good job. He has tried to quit, but he says he can't go 3 days without using a Juul. On a typical day, he'll take upward to 300 puffs. So my biggest concern is, you know, and he says, you know, right now I'm puffing happy, worry-free. And then in 20 years, I'll have to explain to my kids why I developed popcorn lung or some new form of lung cancer, Lavandier says, because I didn't know what the risks were of e-cigarettes. It terrifies me. Yes, it does terrify you. All right, let's take a break. Okay, so I, of course, am not a big fan of vaping. And look, if you are a habitual cigarette smoker, I suppose it is better to switch to vaping, but that's not really the issue here. The issue is not helping these people. The issue is getting new customers. So look, California, and I've mentioned this probably most recently in the coffee acrylamide episode about six episodes back, they have a Prop 65. And in Prop 65, they have to label the products that say something like, warning, this product contains chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer and birth defects. And there was a study done on the Juul, and the Juul has found at least 9 chemicals that are known carcinogens in the state of California. So there's acetaldehyde, cadmium, formaldehyde, which we know is a class 1 carcinogen, isoprene, lead, nickel, nicotine, N-nitrosonorcatine, and toluene. Toluene is also found in scented candles too. Scented candles. So we know in the Juul, there's 9 known chemicals that cause cancer. So yes. So when the industry says, it's bad, but you know, it's certainly not as bad as cigarette smoking. Well, it's still bad. It's like, well, you know, driving 400 miles an hour is bad, but you know, this is not as bad because you're always driving 200 miles an hour. I mean, it's like with the cell phones, you know, there's no super definitive proof that it causes cancer, but there's very good proof that it causes cancer. So it's the same thing here. So they try to spin the narrative, and what they're really doing is dissembling. It's classic dissembling, bait and switch. They know exactly what they're doing. The Juul makers know exactly what they're doing. I mean, and the guy even admits it. Look, they have candy flavor cartoon wrappers on it, caricature drawings. It is clearly marketed to the youth, and they know because these kids are stupid or they're ignorant and their parents turn a blind eye. They know that the kids will try this because of peer pressure, and boom, they're hooked, and boom, they got a client forever. This is insidious, and part of the blame falls on awareness, on the kids, and on the parents. Parents, again, send their kids to parties, you know, and I know because my kids tell me stuff. My kids tell me they smoke pot at parties. They tell me all these things. They vape. They tell me. And it's like the parents just like, okay, Bobby, go to the party, come back by 11, and they just assume they're not drinking or whatever. And maybe they aren't, maybe they are, but a lot of these kids will try vaping once, and then they go to YouTube, they see how their cool friends are doing it, and of course, it's the peer pressure that hooks them in. Now, at my particular high school, vaping is quite common. I have caught kids in my class vaping because I know what's going on, because I just know because of the website and just because, you know, I like to keep abreast of stuff like this. I know that they're doing it, and they're like, oh, Mr. Luna, well, you're so smart. Most teachers don't notice it. And it's not that I'm smart. I'm educated on it. I've read up on it. So I know how the kids try to do it. The classic one is, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And there's a couple of reasons why kids say they got to go to the bathroom. The main reason, honestly, is because they're meeting somebody in the hallway. And the students are so good that teachers know this. Like, oh, could I go to the bathroom? I really got to go. And they go, is it an emergency? And then lots of times the girls will be like, oh, yeah, it's a lady emergency. And so when it's a lady emergency, we have to let them go, because if not, if something bad happens, like they stain their pants because they're having a period, then we get called in and we get in trouble for not letting little Debbie avoid that embarrassment. But in most cases, when kids ask to go to the bathroom, they've already texted their friend. They're like, hey, you want to take a break? And they'll meet me in 10 minutes at this bathroom. And then they go and they hang out, and they'll hang out in the hallway for 5 minutes, or it's a couple and they're making out in the hallways. It's very common. But the other reason is to vape. They go, I got to go to the bathroom. And then they go vape because, again, these things are easy to hide. You put them in your jean pockets, and then you go vape in the bathroom. And again, they don't really give off an odor, a distinctive odor like marijuana. Now, we can walk into bathrooms, and we know what marijuana smells like, and it smells strong. And luckily, you know, we have cameras everywhere, and so we can kind of figure out who did it. But the vaping is a lot harder. So parents of tweens and teenagers, no, this is going to grow, and it's going to get more prevalent as these years go on. Be aware. Talk to your kids about vaping, and even if they're 11 or 10, just scare them. Do the whole, like, if you masturbate, you'll go blind. You know, give them some equivalent version. You know, if you do that, if you Juul and I find out, I'm going to kick you out. I don't know if that's that effective. Maybe, I don't know, scare them somehow, or just sit them down, and depending on how mature your kid is and precocious they are, just sit them down and tell them, but like, if you get hooked on nicotine, this stuff will kill you, and it makes you less attractive to the opposite sex. But parents, just educate yourself and be aware. And kids, if any of the kids are listening, and my students, again, life is short and there's better things to get hooked on, like dark chocolate or other things. All right. So please hit the subscribe button so you can get all these episodes sent directly to you on your phone so you know when the next one comes. And as always, post a review for MPE Radio and for Kate's Apothecary. And please go check out Confessions of an Obese Child if any of you are struggling with any addiction of any sort. Until next time, guys, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Twitter at @naturopathearth and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.